Skipper retaliated then. Bounding forward with slitted eyes and bared teeth, he brandished his javelin in her face, bellowing,
"Shut up, you stupid old mudbill! I'm the baddest beast that ever was born! Ah, you see? You see? I tell you what I see, silly spikes! I see me hanging you over a fire and roasting your prickles off! Then I see me slitting you open with me javelin, packing your insides with rocks and sinking you in a deep muddy swamp! That's what I see! See? Oi, and I am just the bubbo who can do it, like this, and this, and this!"
As he shouted, Skipper began jabbing with the javelin point all about Blood Apis, missing her by a mere fraction each time. Formal covered his eyes, whilst the two young ones held their breath, astounded by Skipper's barbaric outburst. It was a case of the bully being outbullied. Blood Apis shrank to the ground, whimpering in terror.
"Mercy! Spare me, spare me! I was only joking, you see."
Skipper Auger slammed the javelin point down in the ground alongside her. He growled roughly,
"Oh, joking, were ye? Well, I ain't joking. Now, you've got the den hereabouts. Don't argue. Take us there right away, afore I really lose me temper."
Turning to his friends, he showed them a wide grin and a broad wink.
"Formal, you take her lead. Come on, you! Up on those paws and mind your manners!"
Blood Apis led them on a complicated route through the woodlands. As they went, bees travelled with them, a few at first, but building up, until they had a huge mass of the insects buzzing in their wake. Formal's tiny eyes widened.
"Mayhap seem truly queen of bumblebees."
The old hog's den was an arresting sight. It was situated in the dense heart of the woodland, backed by protruding sandstone ledges. Two incredibly ancient yew trees spread their girth like an annex to the ledges. In the forks of both trees, extending up into the branches, were hives, piled upon hives, some old, some deserted, but many newer ones, showing signs of habitation and great activity by the industrious wild bees. The ground surrounding the bower was thick with scent and colour, pink bush vetch, red clover, late bluebell, sweet violet, and golden tormentil. The air resounded with soft, humming drone of bees, gathering pollen as they sipped nectar. Perrit spread her paws joyously.
"What scents on the floor! It's like a...
colour carpet,"
Twink suggested. Blood Apis tucked them into her den beneath the ledges. It was dim and cool. Skipper sat on a low ledge, taking the sling halter from Formal. Gulub Gurpaw settled himself down gratefully.
"'Tis very peaceable. He could get to like this place, ma'am."
Blood Apis had become almost fawning following her verbal defeat by Skipper. Twink sat facing her.
"Now, ma'am, about those questions. I take it that this is the home of the wild sweet gatherers."
She nodded her gray-spiked head.
"Always has been, you see. Wild beasts can be very dangerous, but they know their queen. You good beasts are safe while you stay in my company, you see. Safe with me."
Drink noticed that there were lots of bees buzzing around the ledges.
"Well, that's nice to know. Tell me, have you ever heard about the Eye of the Serpent? Does it mean anything to you?"
The old hedgehog gave no sign of recognition.
"No serpents on Queen Blood Apis's land, you see. Snakes do not come around here.